And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon. Superior service you deserve. Serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939. Now is the perfect time to learn about the efficiency and cost-saving benefits of being powered by propane. With 24/7 support and state-of-the-art scheduling technology to simplify your busy life, just sit back and leave all your heating, cooking, and energy needs to the experts at Superior Energy. Your energy bill and the environment will thank you. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Good evening. Yes, we meet tonight in the Afterglow. Hi, I'm Father John. I'll do my best to make the brief bit of time that we share worthwhile. Time set aside just for you and I to be together to relax and de-stress from the challenges of a busy work week. But get with the program. Work is good for you. It lets you know that you're doing something productive with your life. Life belongs to you and is worth more according to the investment that you put into it. The highway to relaxation doesn't come with a simple roadmap. The critical inner voice, anxious concerns, and an endless list of things undone can interfere with your ability to unwind. So, in the Afterglow is where we liberate you from those mind traps so that you can achieve a genuinely tranquil state of being. Yes, in the beauty of the Afterglow is where we find the secret handwritten love letters of a God who cares for you. So, shake off some of the cares and the worries. Together we journey now into the Afterglow. You're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. We're bringing down the curtain on the first Thursday of December, the second day of the month, to be exact. Amazing. Yes. Slow life down. We're moving much too fast. The last month of the year, Advent is upon us. Christmas is coming. Oh, my. And today is an important day for education and making sure that every single child gets a chance to receive one. It is Special Education Day, a day to celebrate the anniversary of the first U.S. special education law. In 1975, President Gerald Ford signed the Handicapped Children's Act, which gave a federal mandate for free public education to children with disabilities. This allowed over a million children who before had no chance to attend a school to gain an education. Now, there are 7 million students in America who receive some sort of special education, which is 10% of all school-age children. Besides celebrating the past, Special Education Day also looks into the future to see what more can be done for the education of children with disabilities. This day offers an important reminder that no child should get left behind in education, no matter their differences. It is also a time to remember how lucky we are to live in a country that accommodates those who need extra care and help, allowing all children to stand out apart from the shadows of darkness is Special Education Day.
We pray for blessings. We pray for peace. Comfort for family. Protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need. Yet love is way too much to to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
That was Laura Story with a song called Blessings. Here in the Afterglow, as we unwind, regroup, and decompress. And how can you do it any better than by spreading around the blessings that you've received and making sure that what you have is shared with others who don't have? We journey now toward the intersection of where faith meets life. I learned early on that to please God, I may have to disappoint a few people. There will be those who are upset because you're not exactly what they want you to be. Don't let them squeeze you into their mold. I've been there. Sure, I wanted their approval, but looking back now, I realize had I let them pressure me into being who they wanted me to be, I would not be where I am today. Now, the scripture talks about those who loved the praise of people more than the praise of God. One of the tests that we all have to pass is when someone in our lives that we respect and look up to wants us to go in one direction when we know in our hearts that we should take a different path.
We don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want to lose their friendship. We want their approval. But if we are to fulfill our destinies, we have to be strong. We have to have this attitude. I want the praise of God more than the praise of people. I have an assignment. I have a purpose. I will become who God created me to be. I've learned, if you please God and you stay true to what He's put in your heart, eventually you will have the praise of people. His favor, His anointing, His blessing will cause you to excel. You may lose a few friends early on. People may not understand why you don't take their advice. They may think you're making a big mistake, but later, they'll see you walking in the fullness of your destiny. You will see new opportunities, new relationships. God's favor on your life will increase if you quit worrying about what everyone thinks and do what God has put in your heart. Everyone has an opinion. People will tell you how to run your life. They'll have opinions on what you should wear, what you should drive, how you should spend your money, and how you should raise your children. If you try to please everyone, I can guarantee you one thing 100%. You'll be confused. You'll be frustrated. Life will be miserable. I live by this motto. Everyone has a right to an opinion, and I have every right to not listen to it. If what others say doesn't match what God has put in your heart, let it go in one ear and out the other. I heard about this man who fell into a pit, and while he was down there, several people came by and offered their opinions. The Pharisee said, "You deserve to be in that pit." The Catholic said, "You need to suffer while you're in the pit." The Baptist said, "If you'd been saved, you wouldn't have fallen into the pit." The charismatic said, "Just confess, I'm not in the pit." The mathematician said, "Let me calculate how you fell into the pit." The IRS agent said, "Have you paid your taxes on that pit?" The optimist said, "Things could be worse." The pessimist said, "Things will get worse." Everyone has an opinion. If you try to keep every person happy, the one person that will not be happy is you. Sometimes those who try to run your life and tell you what to do can't even run their own lives, much less yours. It's fine to listen to opinions. It's great to receive advice. But you have to be secure enough in who God made you to be so that when something doesn't bear witness with your spirit, you'll have a boldness that says, "Thanks, but no thanks. I appreciate your advice. I value your opinion, but that's not for me." You have to be aware, especially of high-maintenance people. These people are almost impossible to keep happy. You've got to call them on their schedule, keep them cheered up, run their errands, and meet their demands. If not, they're upset and disappointed, and they'll do their best, their absolute best, to make sure you feel guilty about it. High-maintenance people are almost always controllers. If you're not careful, they'll squeeze you into their mold. They're not interested in you. They're interested in what you can do for them. And that's where faith meets life.
The story of my life is very plain to read. It starts the day you came. Ends the day you leave. The story of my life begins and ends with you. The names are still the same, and the story's still the truth.
of my life. And every word is true. Each chapter sings your name. Each page begins with you. It's the story of our times, and never letting go. And if I die today, I wanted you to know. Stay with me here, share with me, care with me, stay and be near. And when it began, I'd lie awake every night, just knowing somewhere deep inside. The story of my life. It's so very plain to read. It starts the day you came and ends the day you leave.
Who else but Neil Diamond, of course, with The Story of My Life. Well, here in the Afterglow, there's always more to the story of life that needs to be told. And we'll tell it right here in the Afterglow. This is your time. Time for you to relax and let me do the talking. But you can take notes. Well, tonight in the Afterglow, we celebrate the birth anniversary of one of the opera greats, Maria Callas. She was born in 1923 as Cecilia Sophie Anna Maria Kalingeropoulos to Greek immigrants who shortened their last name to Callas. From an early age, Maria Callas's mother noticed her daughter had a talent for singing and encouraged her to pursue a vocal career. As a teenager, Maria Callas studied voice at a famed conservatory in Athens and made her stage debut in 1939. Her first professional opera role came in 1941, and later in the year, she had her first major role in Tosca. La Gioconda was her Italian debut, which came in 1947. Maria Callas became a hit sensation throughout Florence and Verona. She finally made her American debut in 1954 in Norma, which was seen as a signature role. As the years went on, Maria Callas' singing voice began to deteriorate, resulting in one final performance on July 5, 1965, at Covent Garden in London, which was attended by Queen Mother Elizabeth. In the 1970s, she taught master classes at Juilliard, then moved to Paris, where she died of a heart attack at the age of 55 in 1977. And so we remember La Divina as she sings in one of her signature roles as Norma on the anniversary of her birth on this day in 1923.
Thank you.
And that was Maria Callas singing Mira o Norma. She once said, "To sing is an expression of your being, a being which is becoming." Ah, so true. We are growing into ourselves all the time. We're together in the afterglow, and now it's story time. There's a story about a farmer who grew award-winning corn. Each year, he entered his best corn in the regional fair, where it won a blue ribbon. One year, a newspaper reporter interviewed him to learn about how he grew blue ribbon corn year after year after year. And the reporter discovered something interesting. He learned that the farmer actually shared his best seed corn with his neighbors. How can you afford to share your best seeds with your neighbors when they are entering corn in competition against yours each year? The reporter asked. "Why, sir," said the farmer, "didn't you know? The wind picks up pollen from the ripening corn and swirls it from field to field. If my neighbors grow inferior corn, cross-pollination will steadily degrade the quality of my corn. If I am to grow good corn, I must help my neighbors grow good corn." It's a simple and important principle. His corn cannot improve unless his neighbor's corn also improves. He cannot succeed simply by watching out for number one. He succeeds best by helping his neighbors succeed. That's mutualism. And I am aware that it goes for me too. Do I want to succeed? Then I must help others succeed. Do I want to live in peace and harmony? Then I need to help my neighbors also live in peace, and the very peace they experience will add to my own. Do I want to live meaningfully and well? Then I should help to enrich the lives of others, for my own happiness and well-being is bound up in the lives that I touch. In other words, if I want to grow good corn, I need to help my neighbors grow good corn. Call it mutualism. Call it a principle of success. Call it a law of life. I only know that none of us truly wins until we all win. Something to think about.
I need love, love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. You can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. Don't matter.
Well, here we are in the afterglow in a relaxed atmosphere of peace and acceptance. That was a song called You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes. I'm Father John, and I thank you for keeping me company this evening. I can't wait for Christmas. This is a great time of year, but I know we should slow down, huh? Relax and enjoy every single moment of Advent and the Christmas season. Tonight, we're building a good foundation from which to enter a relaxing evening. We pamper you throughout the evening with relaxing, enjoyable music to untangle from the stress of life right here on WJMJ. Why? Well, because we've got a mission to be your partner on the journey, your constant companion, so you can count on us to be there. Today's wisdom says, not being loved is a misfortune, but not wanting to love is worse. It is a tragedy. We're there for you, so that WJMJ becomes your all-time favorite radio station. And thank you for your company.
Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Mighty hands went to work. Out of nothing came light. Out of light came day. Canyons were carved. Oceans were dug. Mountains erupted out of flatlands. Stars were flung. A universe sparkled. The hand behind it was mighty. He is mighty.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Thursday of the first week of Advent. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, but it did not collapse. It had been built solidly on rock. Anyone who has tried to put up shelves on a stone wall will appreciate the power of this parable. Drilling into rock is not a job for the faint-hearted or weak-muscled. It takes patience, consistent pressure, concentration, and disciplined strength. Sometimes it seems that the drill head will never pierce the stone deep enough to hold a fixing. The temptation is to give up and try an easier method, perhaps using adhesive. The problem with other methods is their fragility. The only reliable, load-bearing shelf is one with a deep-rooted fixing, one which costs time and effort to construct. Jesus understood the human temptation to take the easy way out. He had been offered similar shortcuts by Satan, but he knew only too well the consequences of basing our precious destiny upon precarious foundations. If we would not risk our valuable china on a trembling, movable surface, dare we risk our eternal lives on simple solutions? The quick fix is usually a mirage. The short-term investment often results in loss. To those who yearn to live in the fullest depths of God's love, there is no alternative but to invest in long-term architecture. We have all the tools for the job, our baptism, the teachings of Jesus, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the support of the whole of heaven. Building our house on rock will cost much of our strength and courage throughout most of our lives, but it will provide us with security, familiarity, space for fun and laughter, a safe haven during difficult times, and a place of refuge for others whom we meet along the way. We will have a home where justice and peace live together, where truth and integrity rule. Jesus has given us the plans for the house of faith in which we can dwell in the presence of God forever.
He will never leave us to build it alone. For one day, someday, we'll be almost home.
He had plastic bags wrapped round his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Old man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road. Past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Left me alone, 'cause I was almost home." Then he said, "I was just coming round the barn about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, bobbers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed down of a cottonwood tree, where I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. After jumping into Calico Creek, I was walking down an older road.
And now on this Thursday, the second day of December, in the first week of Advent, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, I thank you that you have given me a sound mind. I lay claim to it now, and I refuse anything less. Help me to not let my own thoughts control me or cause me to feel down, powerless, or afraid. Enable me to always reject thoughts of evil or of anything that is not glorifying to you. Renew my mind today, and make it to be completely sound, sane, and solid. Give me a mind that is full of your love and compassion, a mind that thinks of others first before myself. Help me to think about things that are good and true, which means I can't dwell on lies and bad news. Help me to think on things that are just and pure, which means I can't dwell on evil and impure things. Help me to think loving thoughts and not thoughts of jealousy, anger, or hatred. Help me to think about possible positive things that are good and worthy of praise, and not allow negative thoughts to permeate my mind and bring confusion. Help me to control my mind at all times.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing.
Lord, remember David and all the hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob.
I will not enter the house where I dwell, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob.
Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with righteousness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy.
For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself, then goes off and promptly forgets what he looked like. But the one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres, and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does.
Strive always to do the will of God.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the Mighty One has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Strive always to do the will of God. God of the covenant, by your life-giving word, you show us the path to life. In hope, we pray.
Hear us, O God.
Strengthen our will to see the goodness of others and to offer forgiveness. In hope, we pray.
Hear us, O God.
Give courage, insight, and right judgment to juries and judges. In hope, we pray.
Hear us, O God.
Safeguard truck drivers and postal workers and care for their families. In hope, we pray.
Hear us, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God answer our prayer, give peace to our hearts, and grant us salvation.
Amen. Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you, with steadfast love, would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night, tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, you who sing your praise. O Lord, rise up and let my enemies be shaken. If it's me that you judge, then Lord, let my heart awaken.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You who save me, you who rescue me, Lord, I sing your praise. You who save me, sing your praise. May all this evil come to an end and be over.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his countenance to you and grant you peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.